The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Linda Orndt from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from a variety of information, all of it related to what is going to be happening in the Triangle over the next few weeks. Let's start with the North Carolina Symphony. On December the 22nd, they are going to present 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. It's a joyous, old-fashioned holiday celebration that features soprano Brandy Q. Hancock, baritone Jason McKinney, the Capital City Girls Choir, and David Crabtree from WRAL reading The Night Before Christmas. It begins at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, December the 22nd, at the Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The program is going to run a couple of hours easily, I would think. Tickets to this special event holiday concert on Tuesday, December the 22nd, range from $33 to $63, with $30 tickets for seniors and $10 tickets for students. Family four packs are also available for $100. Part of the idea behind this as well is that the symphony is going to partner with the Interfaith Food Shuttle Backpack Buddies program, and they are going to be asking folks to bring items that can go into the kids' backpacks for their weekends. Again, the tickets to the special holiday event concert on Tuesday, December the 22nd, range from $33 to $63, with $30 tickets for seniors and $10 tickets for students. There are family four packs available for $100. For tickets, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. That's 919-733-2750, or you can call them toll-free if you live outside the 919 area at 877-627-6724. That's 877-627-6724. And the Maimondi Concert Hall is located at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. Well, let's jump ahead a little bit within the symphony's programming here and take a look at their New Year's Eve offering. The North Carolina Symphony offers classical New Year's with a twist, New Year's in Vienna plus a little Broadway, December 31st. The North Carolina Symphony continues an annual tradition this December 31st with a year-ending concert spectacle to usher in the new year with style. But this year's concert, New Year's in Vienna, conducted by music director Grant Llewellyn and featuring celebrated soprano Sari Gruber, comes with a little twist, a cheerful nod to one of the music world's grandest traditions. The concert takes place at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday, December 31st at 8 p.m. For well over a century, the dance music of the Strausses, first family of the waltz, has serenaded classical music lovers into every new calendar year. The Vienna Philharmonic concerts on New Year's Day have maintained the time-honored tradition since the 1870s to worldwide audiences of millions. Local music lovers can enjoy the live version on New Year's Eve and make it home in time for the fireworks when the symphony offers a program of music honoring the best of Vienna. The orchestra opens the evening with classic waltzes and polkas by several members of the Strauss family, alongside favorite opera selections by Viennese headliners Mozart, Franz Lehár, Oscar Strauss, and more. The program soon sprinkles in beloved and occasionally playful melodies inspired by the Austrian masters. Selections range from a favorite waltz by Arthur Sullivan of Gilbert and Sullivan fame to lighthearted works by some of Broadway's biggest names. The orchestra performs The Sound of Music and My Favorite Things from Richard Rogers' musical classic, plus Gershwin's By Strauss from Vincente Minnelli's 1936 review, The Show Is On, and Salzburg from Jules Stein's Bells Are Ringing. Commanding this wide range of vocal styles is soprano Sari Gruber, and she is more than able to take on the challenge. Hailed as nothing short of sensational by Opera magazine, Gruber is one of the most sought-after sopranos on the international scene. Her current season has included acclaimed performances as Musetta in La Boheme, Susanna in Le Nozze di Figaro, and returned to the New York Festival of Song for a concert titled Day and Night USA, Americans Working and Dreaming. So, for tickets to New Year's in Vienna, they range in price from $33 to $63, with $30 tickets for seniors and $10 tickets for students. You need to visit the NC Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call them at 919-733-2750, toll-free 877-627-6724 for the New Year's in Vienna North Carolina Symphony concert on New Year's Eve, of course. And the North Carolina Symphony announces a three-concert Pops matinee series. They've already performed one, so there's only two left. The remaining two include a high-energy afternoon of American rock festivals with the music of Billy Joel on Sunday, January the 22nd, 2012. Grammy and Tony nominee Michael Kavanaugh, praised by Billboard as the new voice of the American rock and roll songbook, joins the symphony for Just the Way You Are, Uptown Girl, It's Still Rock Rock and Roll, and all the rest of Billy Joel's greatest chart toppers. Finally, on Sunday, April the 15th, the orchestra invites audience members to hop off the train in River City for a fun and lively visit with fast-talking con man Harold Hill, Marion the Librarian, and the rest of Meredith Wilson's colorful characters. The symphony is staging favorite selections from the treasured Broadway show The Music Man, and it doesn't need all 76 trombones to make the musical show showcase to remember. Tickets are available at ncsymphony.org or by calling the Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 877-627-6724. They're also offering some Beethoven for kids, some things that are going to be coming up specifically for children. You can find more about that at their website or give them a call at the numbers that I've already given you. Let's take a moment and look at the Pinecone Traditional Review. This is news from the Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music. Pinecone and Art Splosher present Gypsy Roots. That will be performed Friday, December 31st at 7, 8, 9, and 10 p.m. as part of First Night Raleigh. Their new venue is the Church of the Good Shepherd at 121 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. Buttons went on sale December 1st. The admission button is $9 in advance for children ages 6 all the way up through adults. And the day of the event, meaning New Year's Eve, December the 31st, adult tickets are $12. They are $10 for ages 6 through 12. Pinecone is partnering with Art Splosher to ring in 2012 as part of the annual First Night Raleigh celebration and is thrilled to present the Django Reinhardt-inspired band called Gypsy Roots at a new venue, the Church of the Good Shepherd. So get your buttons for First Night Raleigh and get yourself to the Church of the Good Shepherd at 7, 8, 9, or 10 to hear Gypsy Roots perform as part of First Night. Again, the admission button is $9 in advance or $12 for adults on December 31st, $10 for children ages 6 to 12. Okay, let's take a look at some of the other things that are coming up through Pinecone here. On Friday, December the 16th, that would be this evening, Mandolin Orange, the Stickley Brothers, and Phil Cook perform at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. That number, 919-967-9053, 967-9053. Susanna and Uncle John are performing at the Pittsboro General Store Cafe in Pittsboro. That, again, is going to be this evening, December the 16th. The phone number there, 542-2432. That's 919-542-2432 for Susanna and Uncle John at the Pittsboro General Store Cafe. On Wednesday, December the 21st, Clear Run Band will be performing at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. You can get more information by calling Irregardless at 919-833-8898. That's 919-833-8898. Or you can go online to irregardless.com. On Wednesday, December the 28th, the following week, Dave McKnight and Bruce Emery will be performing at Irregardless Cafe. Again, that number, 833-8898. So, there are some things coming up you can do. Let's take a look here at the Arts Access schedule. Saturday, December the 24th, that's going to be Christmas Eve, at 1 p.m., you can attend an audio-described performance of The Nutcracker by the Carolina Ballet. That, again, is going to be at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. You can go online to get more information about that at www.artsaccessinc.org. That's artsaccessinc, all one word, .org for more information about the Saturday, December 24th, 1 p.m. performance of The Nutcracker by the Carolina Ballet. You can also call Arts Access at 919-833-9919. That's 833-9919. Now, jumping back to the Pinecone series here, coming up, and this is coming up in a couple of weeks, but I wanted to let you know about it so you could be prepared. The 2011-12 Down Home Concert Series at the Fletcher Theater and Mamondi Concert Hall includes, on January the 6th at 8 p.m., Deep River Rising with David Holt, Brian Sutton, and T. Michael Coleman at the Fletcher Theater. So be sure that you contact the folks at Pinecone, and you can go to Pinecone's website, pinecone.org, or you can call them at 919-860-9470. That's 860-9470, or toll free 800-233-9470. That's 233-9470, and that's an 800 toll-free number to get some more information. Well, the town of Cary invites its citizens and area neighbors to celebrate the first night of Hanukkah at the community's first Jewish cultural festival from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday, December the 20th, at the Cary Arts Center at 101 Dry Avenue. Activities are planned for the entire family and include artistic menorah and dreidel displays, candle dipping, clay dreidel making, an olive oil press, educational exhibits, and live performances of traditional Jewish and Israeli music and dancing. There will also be a living wax museum where five historical figures from Jewish history will pose and tell stories about Jewish history and pop culture. At 6:45 p.m., a 9-foot outdoor menorah will be lighted. To close out the evening, festival goers are invited to attend a concert by Dan Nichols, an influential Jewish contemporary musician, beginning at 7:30 p.m. in the Cary Arts Center. While admission is free to all activities, including the concert, participants are encouraged to bring a canned food donation. Like all other celebrations throughout the year, the addition of the Jewish Cultural Festival recognizes that our citizens form a rich tapestry from different backgrounds and different cultures, said Joy Ennis, festival's coordinator for the town of Cary. This is a community-wide celebration to celebrate that rich tapestry. Festival goers are invited to participate in the canstruction of a menorah made out of donated canned goods. These donations will not only create the unique symbol of the festival, namely a menorah, but will also support those in need in our community. The canned goods will be donated to the Interfaith Food Shuttle. In the event of inclement weather, all activities will take place inside the Cary Arts Center. The town of Cary has partnered with the Shabbat of Cary, the Jewish Federation of Raleigh-Cary, and Beth Shalom to host this first festival. For more information, visit townofcary.org and search Jewish Cultural Festival. That's www.townofcary.org and search Jewish Cultural Festival or call them at 919-469-4061. That's 919-469-4061. And that's the Town of Cary's Jewish Cultural Festival from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday, December 20th at the Cary Arts Center at 101 Dry Avenue in Cary. Well, let's take a moment here and see if we can find out other things that are taking place within our community. Well, have you been listening to the Christmas music on radio lately? If so, you've probably heard this group, but you can see them live. Straight No Chaser is performing at the Maimondi Concert Hall in Raleigh, three shows only, Friday, that's tonight, December the 16th, and tomorrow, December the 17th. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster, or you can visit the center's box office from 9 to 5:30, or go to www.progressenergycenter.com. There are special rates for groups of 10 or more, and this is the a cappella sensation, Straight No Chaser. So, if you are interested in hearing them, you can both hear and see them or be in the concert hall with them. There is a free community workout every Saturday at 11 a.m. at CrossFit Durham. They have world-class fitness, they say. Their next boot camp begins Monday, January the 2nd, but they offer a free community workout every Saturday at 11 a.m. They don't give me an address here, so you'd best call them. Their number is 571-224-3706. That's area code 571-224-3706. So, there you go. Something else and different, something different to do. Join them on Saturdays as they go on ahead and do some fitness. Good thing for you to do. Get out there and work it out. Let's see. Tommy Emmanuel is going to be coming to the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, February the 25th. Tickets are on sale. They went on sale this morning. So go on ahead and see if you can't get some tickets to come and hear Tommy Emmanuel on Saturday, February the 25th. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com or by phone at 800-745-3000. Okay, moving ahead. Holiday festival favorites for the entire family. Giancarlo Menotti's Amal and the Night Visitors, December 16th and 17th at 7 p.m., and the 17th and 18th at 3 p.m. at the Arts Center in Carrboro at 300 East Main Street. Tickets sell out, so order them early. You can order tickets by calling area code 919-929-2787. That's 919-929-2787, or order them online at www.artscenterlive.org. That's artscenter, C-E-N-T-E-R, live.org. There is limited seating for Amal and the Night Visitors, the opera, but the tickets are available, so give them a call and see if you can't get something. Okay, moving ahead. Sorry for this. I had came in today and thought I wasn't going to do this, but I wound up sitting in today for Jerry. Okay, Green Day's American Idiot, the groundbreaking Broadway musical, will be performed in Raleigh at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium January 31st through February 5th. The tickets are on sale now, so call 800-745-3000 or the box office. Go by their box office Monday through Friday from 9 to 5:30. You can book them online at progressenergycenter.com. For groups of 10 or more, call 919-996-8707, and they call Green Day's American Idiot the groundbreaking Broadway musical. Afraid I know absolutely nothing about that one, folks. So if you go, please call us and let me know so that I have an idea of what that was all about. And again, the North Carolina Symphony will offer the music of Billy Joel Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st at 8 p.m. and Sunday the 22nd at 3 p.m. at Maimondi Concert Hall. If you want to get tickets, call the Symphony at 919-733-2780. Tickets start at just $18. Wow, that's a good price, folks. 733-2750 or through Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000. That sounds like it could be really, really interesting. Don't forget that at the North Carolina Museum of Art, the Rembrandt exhibit is still going on. Could be an interesting thing to do over the holiday weeks. Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is going to be performed, or is being performed currently at, by Playmakers Repertory Company. It's running through December the 18th. Avoid the sold-out sign. Subscribe to tickets. You can get them by calling 919-962-7529 or online at Playmakers Rep, playmakersrep.org. That's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Ooh, that's really a classic out there, isn't it, folks? Now, let's keep on moving here. Lots and lots of ads, just not of any of them about things that are upcoming here. Let's look on ahead here and see if there's something that I might not have already told you about. Oh, tomorrow, Saturday the 17th in Raleigh, Monty Python and the Holy Grail is being shown at the Colony Theater. Certain older films play so often in revival screenings that at some point there's nothing new to say about them. It's understandable that these films still have a fan base and that movie theaters wish to make money and build an audience for their more eclectic screening, but one develops a certain wariness after a while. It's like when A Christmas Story used to screen regularly on local channels, and it was fun. And then Ted Turner brought it out and showed it 24 hours in a row each year, and now there's a slew of merchandise and a touring musical that has just played Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. It just doesn't feel special anymore. For the record, here are some of the films we are sick of writing about when they rescreen. The Big Lebowski, Labyrinth, The Dark Crystal, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, The Goonies, Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Serenity, The Princess Bride, on and on and on. Actually, that one screens at this theater on December 21st. If by some strange twist you haven't seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail already, the screening starts at 7 p.m. on Saturday the 17th and costs $5.50. Please don't be surprised if the ending seems abrupt. Visit therialto.com, even though it is showing at the Colony, which is at the corner of Six Forks and Millbrook Road. Let's see. In Durham, the Rock and Shop Market, Full Steam Motor Co. Trotter Building, begun in 2004. The Durham Rock and Shop Rock and Shop Market is an annual celebration of indie designers around the state. It's seen steady growth over the years, but even we're caught off guard by the scale of the leap from last year to this year. 65 designers last year have become at least 105 this year. Is an economic recovery on the way? This 60% jump in participation means, too, that designers are coming from far and wide. For example, the Edge of Urge, a hipster favorite in downtown Wilmington, let us know they'll be in Durham. Furthermore, the size of the event means the vendors and accompanying entertainment will sprawl throughout three venues in Durham's Gear Street District. At Motorco, Phil Cook and his Feet and the Small Ponds will perform, while representatives of sponsor Merge Records will be on hand. Bring them canned foods, and you'll get a $2 discount from your purchases, plus a music sampler. At the Trotter Building, there will be a fashion show at 3 p.m. sponsored by Spoonflower. Full Steam will host designers as well. At least a half dozen food trucks will also be open for business along Rigsby and Gear. The market runs from noon to 6 p.m. Tickets are required for admission to the venue, but admission is only $4 in advance, $5 at the door. Visit rockandshopmarket.com. So that's the Rock and Shop Market in Durham, and it will be Saturday. That will be tomorrow, all day long. Be sure to be there. Also, the Declaration Project, Bargain Furniture Storefront. Stacy Kirby reprises her secretarial presence in this space at 309 East Chapel Hill Street as part of the Durham Storefront Project. Ongoing since 2007, Kirby's Declaration Project is an interactive performance installation that makes a poignant and fun statement about self-identity. It's a gentle, bureaucratic experience as Kirby processes you and plays a role that's one part Southern waitress, two parts efficient administrator. Once you fill out your form declaring the possessions you're carrying with you, a requirement that's as firm or open as you want it to be, she checks and signs off on it and then satisfyingly tears off a perforated receipt for your own records. I was number 1067. Once you've declared yourself, it's free to thrum through the records of those who've gone before to see the declared possessions of the literists, keys, cell phone, and dreamers, unfulfilled expectations, eternal hope that your record now traffics with in Kirby's vintage file boxes. The event runs 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday. Visit DurhamStorefrontProject.org. Okay, moving ahead to Sunday, the Black Nativity will be at Pittman Auditorium at St. Mary's School. Half a century has passed since the off-Broadway debut of Langston Hughes' Black Nativity, a recasting of the Christmas story in African-American song, dance, and culture. In retrospect, the audacious theatrical mix of poetry, scripture, gospel choir music, original songs, mime, and liturgical dance was probably a bit ahead of its time when it premiered in 1961. Modern dance aviators, avatars Alvin Alley and Carmen de Lavallade have left the production prior to its opening before a New York Times critic sniffed, "For cultivated musical ears, a little gospel singing may go a long way." Though the work has become a staple of community Christmas celebrations across the country, it hadn't had a professional production in this region until the Justice Theater Project started planning this collaboration with several regional churches a couple of years ago. There was such a need. For years, people had been renting buses and going to see productions in Greensboro and elsewhere, managing director Melissa Zeff noticed. "We've had an incredible outpouring of desire to be a part of this production since we announced it," added director Deb Royals Mazurk. "Some of the best gospel singers in the Triangle are in this piece." That interest has sold out the production's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinee performances, but seats were still available at press time for Sunday's 8 p.m. showing. Tickets run $12 to $20. Check thejusticetheaterproject.org. That's thejustice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E, theaterproject.org for availability. And that is the Black Nativity at the Pittman Auditorium at St. Mary's School in Raleigh on Sunday, the 18th, and the only tickets that they were aware through the Indy here that was available were for Sunday's 8 p.m. program. Well, this has been Linda Orndt from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time.